Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, now joining us is Steve McGugan. We're going to be talking about Tottenham. He, of course, is the former president of New York Spurs and has an election podcast at By the Minute. Steve, very pleased to have you back on. There's big news / non-news today. Harry Kane's injury obviously happened at the weekend, which was the big news. Today, Tottenham announced that he's injured, and that's about it. So they wouldn't put a timetable on the injury. Just what's your initial reaction to the news that Tottenham will be without their star striker, who, up until this point, had not missed a Premier League match?
It's good to be back with you, Kevin. I wish it was under different circumstances. That was very much three very expensive points that we got against Sunderland on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't lose someone of Harry's caliber and, you know, not break stride. But I think we are actually in a pretty good position in terms of the skills of the players that we have and the flexibility that it gives us in order to move the squad around a little bit. And obviously, I think Harry needed a bit of a rest, but this is not the way you would wish it to happen. And it's kind of disappointing that we're still waiting to hear exactly how long he's going to be out for. I mean, it looked a bad challenge, and I've had those myself. I know you probably have as well, where it's been very damaging. So yeah, poor guy. But this is a big opportunity for your man, Vincent Janssen, who's made the transition over from the Eredivisie, and a lot of pressure on his shoulders. And you know more about him than I do, so I'll let you sort of lead on this. But they are similar types of players. He puts himself about. He gets into challenges. He's maybe not as flexible as Harry in terms of, you know, spreading the ball out wide or spreading the play out wide. There's a lot of positives from what I've seen so far. The kid just needs a goal to put him on a good confidence footing. And I think with the caliber of the players that he has around him, and the fact that he had that great record in Holland, I think we can hope for the best from him.
Yeah, I do obviously very much love Vincent Janssen, and was very pleased to see him come over from the Eredivisie, where he did win the Cruyff. Their version of the Young Player of the Year, which I think is Best Young Talent. Very much loved that signing. Batshuayi would obviously have been better, but cost for value, I think Janssen obviously the better one. He's just not as ready yet. He has looked very good for us in his first couple matches. When he came on against Everton, he looked very good. And this last appearance against Sunderland, not his best. Had a chance to play through Lamella perfectly and decided to take a pot shot instead, which was frustrating. Yeah. But we will need to rely on him now. And he does have the physicality for the Premier League. As you mentioned, there are similarities to Kane in that he had this one crazy breakout year in the Eredivisie. And having the work rate that he does and the strength he has, I think the natural comparison to Harry Kane was an easy one. And at Tottenham, we love bringing in players that are able to allow us to keep us playing the same style of football, regardless of who's playing. Like, we brought in Michel Vorm so that we wouldn't have to change our defensive setup every time Friedel was in net when Lloris wasn't ready. I think it was a large part of the Sissoko thing, is that he can play stylistically similar to Dembele in midfield. Then we bring in Janssen, who can play stylistically similar, obviously, to Harry Kane up front. As you said, just needs the goal. People are bringing up Soldado comparisons, which I think are very unfair. At this point, saying that they're seeing the effort but not the goals, so it's Soldado all over again. obviously very harsh very early on. And Soldado was, what, 27, 28 when we signed him? And he had already established himself in his career. And Jansen, obviously, on the very other end of that spectrum, only 22, I believe. And so clearly on his way up. So he does need patience. And he's going to get the minutes now. A question for you. We have this EFL Cup midweek against Gillingham. Obviously, if Kane was fit, this would have been the perfect chance to get Jansen a goal. You play him with some of the younger kids, kind of get them flowing as well. How do you think we'll approach this match now that we need Jansen to play significant minutes in more meaningful competitions?
That's a very good question, Kevin. Obviously, if Jansen had got that goal, you remember against Everton?
Yeah, where he had great save by Stecklenburg.
6 yard, but yeah, that was a great save. But yeah, that would have done wonders for his confidence. And now I think the only danger with him at the moment is that he tries too hard, that he comes on and tries too hard to impress and gets stuck in too much and sort of goes over the top a little bit. But I think there's a lot of potential there, as you and I have talked about before. I really like what I've seen in the early exposure. I think he will play tomorrow, actually, although we were talking about maybe seeing Josh Onuma play up front. But I think Jansen will certainly get some minutes tomorrow. And we'll also see, as you said, a youngish team, maybe Tom Carroll and Harry Winks in the midfield. And maybe even Marcus Edwards, although you were saying before we came on air that there was a slight injury doubt over him. But yeah, I mean, one of the interesting things is when looking beyond this particular game, and obviously we'll have Kieran Trippier and Kevin Vimmer to come into the team tomorrow as well, so it won't be all youth oriented. Looking beyond that, then we have Middlesbrough, Man City, West Brom, Bournemouth, Leicester, and Arsenal. Those are the league games that Harry will miss during that eight week layout. And then, of course, in the Champions League, the CSKA away to Moscow and the two games against Leverkusen. And that could be the key tipping point, I think, if we're affected long term by a goal drought. That could be slightly worrying. But from my perspective, it seems like the main games are obviously the Man City Arsenal games and the Champions League games, and then everything else is really, it comes down to how you make the rest of our players, who are top class players. Sissoko's getting into his stride. Hopefully, Moussa is going to come back match fit, closer to now than Harry will, obviously, but. And then you have an opportunity for Son and Lamella and Eriksen to step up, and Son has been very effective in the last couple of outings. So yeah, I mean, as I say, we'll have a youthful feel about tomorrow's game against Gillingham, managed by, of course, former Spur Justin Edinburgh, who I famously saw get sent off at Wembley in the Worthington Cup final of 1999 for, as it turned out, not hitting Robbie Savage. He swung at him and missed. And actually, that was why he got sent off. But I digress. So tomorrow, yeah, we should win that game anyway, with even a second choice 11. But I'm pretty optimistic about giving the kids a bit of a run out tomorrow. I do think Jansen will get a chance to get off the mark, because I think that's going to be hugely important for his confidence. He might not play the whole game, but you never know. And then, as I say, we can go through the roster of games that we have to then mix and match with the various replacements for Harry.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, we could have been dealt a much tougher schedule over the period that we'll be without Harry. The Champions League obviously is a big question mark. I think we will benefit. You mentioned Heung-Min Son, who has been very good the past couple matches. I think, you know, we might even see that next level out of him when he's playing Leverkusen, obviously his former club, and the Champions League, just because of the wider pitches, because every team that plays you is going to tend to come out and attack you more. Son and Lamella in all that extra space should be really lethal, as they were in the second half against Monaco. But obviously we were unable to get the goal, but the stats heavily favored us in that one. And I think you could tell from play. And Mauricio Pochettino came out after that match and brought up how much we outplayed them in the second half there. So hopefully, like you said, the surrounding talent will be able to carry us through there. And if Janssen, you know, captures 60% of his form that he ended the year with in the Eredivisie, we'd be in very good shape indeed. Yeah, you mentioned November, which is when we'd have the Arsenal match. If he's back around then, it would be perfectly timed, because we have a run of London derbies, Arsenal, West Ham, and Chelsea, then a week at Swansea, then Manchester United. So that could be a very, very tough slate to sled if we do not have Harry Kane up front. Now that we've kind of addressed the Gillingham match, I do kind of hope we also see Kyle Walker-Peters, just because if we're going to roll out the kids, why not kind of do a lot of it? And Carter Vickers, who keeps being named in the first 11. He's been on the bench instead of Vimmer for, you know, if you ask a different person, you'll get a different reason. I think it'd be really good to see him as well, who is also kind of one of the future hopes for the U.S. men's team.
Absolutely.
As he's a center back.
And knowing how much Pochettino likes to bring the youngsters through, this would be a perfect opportunity to see some of them get a chance to show them what they've got.
Yeah, and if they win, they'll have more opportunities to play, which is about as good a motivation as you're going to find. Because if we crash out of that tournament, they aren't going to. We don't have the Europa League to fall back on. This is their chance to play, is in the League Cups. So hopefully they will take care of that. One other big news point this week: Daniel Levy came out and said that we are currently courting people for the naming rights for the new stadium. Obviously, been known as White Hart Lane for a while. There are a lot of positive and negative brand names that have been thrown on stadiums in years past. How do you feel as a long-standing Tottenham fan about the fact that it won't be just White Hart Lane 2.0, that it will have more of a corporate name on top of it?
Yeah, obviously the issue with what your stadium is called is a big part of the attraction to fans, and it gives you a chance to identify with a home ground and everything that it represents. And I think an awful lot is going to depend on the structure of the deal, how much we get as the naming rights contract going forward, who it's with, and how the name is going to be approached, how the name of the stadium is going to actually represent itself. Newcastle, St. James's Park, they had it's now the Sports Direct Arena or something like that. I think that's the one up north. Let's wait and see until we actually have the deal on the table. And it sounds like from the conversations that you and I were having about the NFL's involvement and the potential for expansion for an NFL team in London, how that's going to affect who the potential naming rights owners are in the long term. So let's wait and see what we've got on the table. We're not just, you know, selling White Hart Lane. We're selling the home of Tottenham Hotspur.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a great point. And the NFL thing should bring in extra revenue, because we will be able to have events on non-match days, which obviously would kind of increase the visibility of whatever company decided to put their name all over the new stadium. The NFL thing is an interesting one. Obviously, I have a different opinion on this than a lot of the British fans. Although I also, on the other side, have a very hard time seeing how they could make a full-time London club work. London franchise. Sorry, I don't usually get to use that word on this show. Just because you'd basically need to wait until they have the 18-week season, which has not been approved because of safety issues, because you'd need the 2 bye weeks, which is what would be implemented if they increased the length of the season, so that you could have thirds. So you could have like 1/3 in England, 1/3 in the US, 1/3 in England. So you'd just play like a 4 to 6 block slate in one place before having to move. But your opponents don't have that luxury. They'd be flying over for a week and then having to fly back, unless they somehow could make it that every team had a bye week the week after they had to travel to England.
Yeah, it would have to be something like that, wouldn't it?
It'd be very difficult. But yeah, we are officially the home of the London Games going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, once the stadium is built, not quite yet, which is very exciting. And they've built them their own locker rooms. It's going to have a retractable tray, TM, because that's how they phrase it every time. With a artificial turf that won't damage the actual grass surface.
Yeah. And of course, a big challenge is going to be how you move from the one-off games to having a regular slate of games, and what that does to your support and the number of season tickets that you're able to sell. But again, it's one of those things where this could be a positive. This could be a real positive for the club. It could be almost, I hate to use the word, visionary. But it could be something where we're getting in on the ground floor of something very big.
Yeah, which would obviously be very good for us, as, you know, everyone keeps wondering why we always finish in this kind of like 4th to 6th range. It's because we're 6th in finances. So right. Anytime we do better than that is a good season for us. And it's why I think people that are critical of Daniel Levy are only looking up and being disappointed and not looking at the size of clubs that have tumbled down the table and out of the league, like last season with Newcastle and Aston Villa.
Sure.
You know, we love Tottenham and we've done very well the past few years. We are not the biggest club in England. And the fact that we've been able to stabilize and that 6th is a disappointment is testament to what he's done at the club. And I know, you know, that's not the exciting part about supporting football, is knowing that you have a high floor. But we do. And that safety looks like it will be continued. I said that we would only touch on this or the stadium, and we just did the stadium.
No,
but with Daniel Levy, part of that statement, he also said that he does intend on staying for the long-term future of the club, which previously our understanding was that Joe Lewis and Enoch and Levy were all intending to build the club up to a selling point once the stadium was built. And so hearing that he's now interested in staying long-term, I think, is very good for the health of the club. I know that a lot of people are going to be frustrated and they still look back on the one positive is the Van der Vaart deal, which obviously we've not done since, but everybody always gets excited. Although I guess you could count the Sissoko deal, but we're not going to get into that here. You and I already recorded a thing on Sissoko. You can find it on our iTunes feed if you feel so inclined.
Also, to be fair, I think we should reserve judgment on Sissoko. I think once he finds his feet, gets in...
He had a good match at the weekend.
Like games, gets, you know, playing alongside the normal 11. And this is an opportunity for him to step up as well with Harry out. So, you know, I think judge him at the end of the season. Let's see how we go with it.
Fair enough. But yeah, so with the stadium and with Levy deciding to stay, I think we're very stable going forward. The question is, how far will we be able to move up? And if the NFL money does come long term, that could be our chance to break into the upper echelons without having to do any shady deals. Like, I know one of the stadium sponsors that was floated was Nike, because they're probably, or Nike, because they're likely going to be our next shirt sponsor, but they've shown very little interest in hard assets. They're more interested in footballers, and even their sponsorship of clubs has declined lately, like Manchester United fading away and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how all of that works out, but it should help the club really advance. The other one that was mentioned was Qatar, who look like they're about to lose the Barcelona shirt sponsorship. But the issue is there are a lot of conflicts going on between footballers and just humans and what Qatar are doing currently to build up their empire and to prepare for the next, not the next World Cup, two World Cups from now. Obviously, they're dealing with human rights issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while Tottenham is no longer strictly a Jewish club, it is still viewed as such by many. And the idea of bringing in the Qataris, I think, would cause many fans to see a disconnect between the sponsorship and the essence of the club, which Again, I do think that presence is less pronounced than it has been in years past, but it is still there nonetheless. And I personally would not want to have Qatar on our shirts, but or on the stadium, indeed. So
yeah, anyway. I agree with you. I think that's absolutely right. I mean, we are a prime source for anybody coming to the Premier League, and I think I don't think we'll have a problem with the with having bidders turning bidders away for the naming rights. So I think we're in the driver's seat, I think, when it comes to negotiating a good deal. And actually, I trust Daniel Levy to be able to do that for us.
Yeah, as do I. Any parting shots you have to talk about anything Tottenham?
Well, I was going to say, what did you think about this story about the all the contract extensions being agreed on the same day?
Yeah, and he's just changing suits, and all the players came in for basically a photo day. I do think it's interesting, and there may be some credence to it, as when Pochettino was asked, what was that, the Dyer contract? He was asked if there would be any similar news, and he was like, yeah, a couple. You're like, yeah. Okay, so you already know it's signed then, because otherwise you wouldn't come public with that, because Pochettino has two tactics, one saying that he won't speculate, and two, pretending to not speak English about particular questions.
Yeah.
So if it was anything other than sure, he just would not have said it. So, I think there might be some credence in that. Obviously, we're just going to keep that train moving. For those that don't know, actually, thank you for bringing this up. This is a really interesting thing that I'm not sure other fans know. Basically, if you're seeing all these contracts, it's not, I don't want to say it's significant. Basically, what we're doing is we're keeping everybody signed for 5 years. So as soon as that contract goes down to four, we're trying to get it back up to five. And because we have so many young players that are developing, like Dele Alli signed a five-year extension in January, then continued to improve, then we signed him for another year now, obviously on raised wages. He was, when we first signed him, I think he was on like 10 to 15, then he was on 25 on the one he signed in January, now he's closer to 50. So not bad if you can double your wages every time you get a new contract. But very pleased for him. Then we sign Harry Winks long-term, which I think I like a lot. Tom Carroll, I feel like that one's more about selling value, because his contract was due to be up pretty soon, and he could have just walked, and I think we want something. Very briefly, we talked about... now completely blanking. Not Shayon Harrison, the other one. Marcus Edwards. Before we started recording, and about how, you know, the hype arguably started too soon on Rashford and Ali, and they're 2 years older than what Edwards is right now. So I think we need to pump the brakes on that a lot, because Tom Carroll was supposed to be the savior of our youth system for years. And that knowledge allowed Benteleb and Mason and now Winks to surpass him. So putting, not only is it the expectations a burden, but it can also cause players to maybe attack their progression less vigorously. Which is obviously something we would want to avoid, because Tom Carroll, you mentioned, probably going to play alongside one of these kids. I think he's 25 now. Like, he is not the promising young talent we thought he was going to be when he's the same age as Eriksen. He's older than Lamella. He's older than Ali. He's older than Kane. He's older than Jansen. Like, I know that because he's diminutive, a lot of us think of him as like this young player. He's just not anymore. And he should have amounted to a lot more than he has. But I'll stop ranting on Tom Carroll.
No. I was just going to say, when you get to my age, Kevin, you know, the younger you can look and give people the impression that you're 10 years younger than you actually are, it's a huge benefit. But I totally agree with you about Marcus Edwards. There's a danger of putting too much expectation, too much pressure on the kid's shoulders. But from what we've seen so far and what we hear from people who see him on a regular basis, we have every reason to be excited about him going forward.
Yeah, but we need to be youth development excited, not first team excited.
Correct.
Fair enough. All right. Well, yeah. We'll. I'm sure we'll see plenty more contracts. Maybe we'll hop on another show when we sign another batch that arguably we signed 2 weeks ago. But it's been a pleasure. Why don't you tell the folks where they can reach you?
Oh yeah, you can get us at NYSpurs on Twitter or NYSpurs.com. Follow the conversation there, or you can catch my U.S. election podcast on ByTheMinute.com and search for U.S. election. So thank you very much, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Yep, always a pleasure.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.